Democrats seethe over Trump 2024 announcement, lies about immigrants. By Hannah Blow on November 17, 2022. Democrats are seething over former President Donald Trump's 2024 campaign announcement, during which he announced, "America's comeback starts right now." Trump formally announced his 2024 presidential bid Tuesday evening in Mar-a-Lago, unveiling his national greatness agenda and contrasting it with the consequences of total Democrat control in Washington, D.C. "This is what we call a national greatness agenda because our country can be greater than it's ever been," Trump said during the address. "Our country is not great anymore. It's a mess. But our country can be greater than it ever was before. There will be more, much more in the months ahead, and there are so many things we need to do. The road ahead of us will not be easy." During the speech, Trump vowed to tackle radical gender insanity pushed by the radical left, abolish every Biden coronavirus mandate, and rehire military members who were kicked out due to the vaccine rule, also giving them back pay, and keep America out of foolish and unnecessary foreign wars. Speaking out against President Biden's border policies, as well as the economic state of the country, Trump said, "We will again have peace through strength. To protect our people from the unthinkable threat of nuclear weapons and hypersonic missiles, the United States must also build a state-of-the-art, next-generation missile defense shield. We need it. A word that I refuse to say, nuclear. We have to have it. We need a defense shield. We have the technology." To every American worker and family struggling to survive in this economy with the inflation destroying your life, this campaign will be for you, he said. "Help is on the way. Joe Biden has abolished America's borders. We are going to restore and secure America's borders." Predictably, Democrats are seething over the prospect of Trump making it to the Oval Office again and express their frustration on social media. Far-left Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, otherwise known as Pencil Neck, who pushed the debunked Russia collusion conspiracy, claimed that Trump told lies about immigrants and LGBT Americans, among other things. New Trump campaign. Same old lies. Lies about his record. Lies about immigrants. Lies about Biden. Lies about our children. Lies about our LGBTQ plus neighbors. Lies on top of lies on top of lies. New grift. Same old grifter, he said, failing to provide any specific examples. Senate Democrats sent out a panic tweet in all caps, alerting followers that Trump is running for re-election. Herschel Walker is an extension of Trump, MAGA Republicans, and their wildly out-of-touch agenda. "We can't let them win," they added, providing a link for Democrats to defeat the Republican in the runoff. Democrat National Committee, DNC, Chairman Jamie Harrison deemed Trump a failure as president, concluding, "That's why he lost in 2020 and it's why he will lose again." The Democrats' Twitter account criticized Trump for failing to mention abortion during his speech, promising that they won't let him run away from his stunning pro-life record. You can sum up Trump's announcement tonight in one word: desperation. "If it was anybody else, I'd actually feel sad for them," Democrat Rep. Diana Duguette, DCO, said, as Biden himself asserted that Trump failed America. Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki attempted to provide comfort to disgruntled leftists, offering this word: "For anyone who needs to hear this, Trump announcing he is running for president does not have a legal impact on investigations. No one at DOJ watched that speech and ripped up all of the work they have been pursuing," she said. Biden delegate Victor Xi expressed panic over Trump's vow to demand voter ID in U.S. elections, concluding that Trump does not care about democracy because he is championing election integrity measures. The outrage marks the beginning of what will likely be a bombastic campaign cycle, with Trump formally kicking it off 1 week after the midterm elections.